K9TWL. Yeah, wow. That's, yeah, I don't know why somebody would do that. Hopefully they're not there anymore. Yeah, that sort of eager issue caused that much damage.
Yeah, they were off the air and they called me to come up there, and they didn't know who I was. And so a friend of the manager's was a friend of knew me, and so he called me up and asked, and I contacted the general manager, and I went up there and looked at that, and I'm like, how did this happen? And you have to stick up, like, you have to take a little, like, a something to, like, a small screwdriver, and if you want to turn the transmitter on or off or raise and lower the power, well, all those buttons were destroyed. The buttons are missing off the switches. The switches still work, but the actuators for the switches are gone. So if you want to take and go to medium power, or you want to, like, a raise, or you want to look at the reflected power, you have to take and stick a small tool or a screwdriver in where there's this little spring, and you can actuate it, and it actually, you know, it'll do what it then they work. So it's like that, and then all the metering, the multimeter, reads backwards. It's stuck below the pin, and it's not the meter. So whatever it did, it short-circuited a chip that drives that meter or something. So I ordered a bunch of parts, and I hope I can bring the thing all back to 100%. I have all the new switches and everything, so I'm hoping it all turns out right.